I want all of you to lift your hands. Now, don't a one keep your hands down. Both of them, if you can get them up there. Not a one of you keep your hands down. Not a one of you keep your hands down. I believe this is the direction of the Holy Ghost. Get your hearts ready. Just go ahead and pray quietly in the Holy Ghost. Get in the mood where you say, Lord, I receive. Ministering angels are walking the aisles, going down the rows, hallelujah, touching you in your situation. Fire! Be on you. Fire! Rise up in you. Ooh, light. Shine in dark places. And be every whit whole. Be every bit whole. And be healed from the top of your head to the sole to the tip of your toe. Thus said the Lord God Almighty. There is a river flowing from the throne of God. There is a river flowing from the throne of God. Hallelujah. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God. You can lift your hands now if you can. Throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of it, of the street of it, and on either side, it's talking about that city, of the river, there was the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And the Lord says, will you be my servant? Will you wholly and totally and fully commit to serving me and worshiping me, and that we together can be one, even as I and my Father are one? He says, Jesus says, right now, everybody say right now. He says, I'm in heaven. No. He says right now, I'm in heaven. I'm seated at the right hand of my Father of the throne. He says, I'm praying for you. Look at your neighbor and say, God. Say, Jesus is praying for you. Tell somebody else, say, Jesus is praying for you. Now, do you trust Jesus' prayer? I believe I can trust Jesus' prayer. I read Tiffany Edmonds has a book out. She just got it. I just got it last week, I think it was. I ordered it back last year. But she just got it out. And it's called A Closer Walk with Happiness. It's a devotional. And the 29th, I'm not quoting it directly, but she said, why are you worried? Why are you bowed down? Why are you going through all of this? And she says, Jesus is all of that. All, in other words, he's all you ever need. So why are you carrying all these weights down? You know, I'm going to do this as I go. Why are you carrying all these weights now? Now say, God and Jesus are one. And they are all of that. So I have no need to carry unnecessary weights. I saw a lady do this. Come on, pull yours out so I don't want to waste your stuff. And I'm talking to God, and I'm praying. Lord, have mercy. But I won't turn my weights loose. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on me, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Landris just out-talked me Tuesday when she came to Bible class. I'm scared she's going to take over. I'm scared she don't want, they ain't going to want to hear me no more. Hallelujah. I'm just carrying this way. Oh, Lord Jesus. And then we're saying, I trust you, Lord. I trust you, Lord. In the old Lord. And then we get up on the prayer line. Oh, shabakota da da da. Oh, shabakota da da da. The Lord says, I'm all that. You don't need. Woo! What y'all got in these purses? You don't need all of this. Now this is my purse. There is a river flowing from the throne of God. There is a river flowing out of me, meeting his throne, and the explosion is happening now by faith and love. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 Say, Lord, I'll never worry again. I'll not pick up those cares again. I cast it all on you right now, and I'll never pick them up again. Never, ever, ever. I'll just go to the river and get what I need. Hallelujah. You can't just go to the river and just get something out. You got to pray. You got to study. You got to trust. You got to know what to get out of the river. You got to know what to get out of the river. That baby right there, what's her name? Nala. I could give her $100 bill. I didn't bring the money that we've collected for Saturday for the to give to the diner. But one, I had $100 bill in that. I could give it to her. And she said to tear it up, throw it in trash, anything. She doesn't know what it means. But now I give it to her brother over there. Najee. Now, he would know what to do with that. First thing he won't know, Grandma, can we go to the store? Would you give your tithe first, Najee? Would you, if you had the $100 bill, would you give your tithe first? You come by the house, I'm going to give you a $100 bill. I got one that doesn't belong there. Because you got up and you had some swag a while ago. Glory to God. I trust that you have heard from God tonight.
Amen.
I trust that you take and receive and go and meditate.
Amen.
And we'd love very much to have given you more scripture references. But you just go to Revelation. I started the 25th verse of chapter 21, kind of get a little background, but you know you need to go all the way. My husband and I just recently read through Revelation twice. And so you have a little more background. But that river is for now. And it's for you. You don't ever have to be without. You don't have to, because it's the 30th of the month. You don't have to be out of money waiting for Thursday, Friday. Because there's a never-ending supply. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ushers.